Well, Robert, team sources confirmed the court case from today at New York State Supreme Court, but basically this is a first step. This is a victory for the Orioles and Masson, as they see it, over Major League Baseball and the Washington Nationals. It's a first step in a victory, but there are likely more court dates coming up, including probably one at the end of this month.
The original arbitration deal would have required Masson to pay the Nationals more. As I recall, gradually increase it from, 15% to 33%?
Was that up to 33%, yep.
How long was that? Was that a long period, or?
Well, it was supposed to go up incrementally, and there was an equation set up for Major League Baseball to create this number and these calculations. And basically, because of the Washington Nationals' complaints, baseball deviated from not only the agreement that was signed by all parties, but also their own equation to establish the amount of revenue that's at stake in this case and what the Orioles would have to share here. It's a very convoluted system and a very convoluted process. But basically, the Orioles' argument, not only are they angry that the parties involved aren't following their own signed agreement, but maybe more importantly, how they set up, it wasn't called an arbitration panel, but three owners with their own stakes involved in this ruled in favor of the Washington Nationals in this case against the Orioles. And New York State Supreme Court went as far to say basically that was completely unfounded by Major League Baseball to go a totally separate route in creating a way to make this right. And that's why there's still a lot more to be determined here, but they were frustrated. The Orioles were angry even about that process created out of nowhere, but that's the big elephant in the room here. That baseball out of nowhere created this panel to decide a matter between the Orioles and Washington Nationals.
So the Orioles got the temporary injunction today, and they're looking for something longer, I guess.
Yeah, they're looking for some finality here so they can move on and worry about baseball on the field and make sure that this team, as they see it, remains profitable and can compete in the American League East long term. That's what they believe the stakes are here.